This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Who's Guru's friend?
Yeah, see, there
but
you
like,
go.
And we always just kind of laughed at that dude. Like, this is always like the butt of the joke. And it's not like that we ever thought of them as a rival. And yet, I get this sense. And again, I'm not saying there aren't people online that go out of their way to make fun of the Raiders or whatever. Just for me in my life, the New York Giants and the Dallas Cowboys and at times the Seahawks and the Rams. And at any given time, it was certain teams. At one point, it was the Bears for a minute. But like, the Eagles. I never hated the Raiders. I respect OG Raider fans. Like, I really do. Literally respect OG Raider fans who saw great football in the 70s. And then, again, for a long period of time, the Raiders weren't in this market for me. Then they moved back, and their games were barely on television. So they didn't exist to me on a day-to-day basis the way that maybe it did in the East Bay for Sam, who was describing to me, you know, and there's a generation gap there, right? But, like, I know a lot of A's Niner fans from the East Bay, because the Raiders weren't here and they adopted the Niners during the 80s and the 90s. And that might sound sacrilegious to a certain age group, but I know a lot of guys like that.
Yeah. No, there's going to be a lot of East Bay Giants fans now. Yeah,
but like, for the majority of my life, I've never hated the Raiders. Have I laughed? Of course. How can you not? But I get the sense, and not all of them, but there's this vitriol and this anger amongst Raider fans toward Niner fans, and I just, it's not reciprocated. So we don't hate you like that.
You wouldn't be upset if the Raiders won the Super Bowl at Levi Stadium.
You know what? No, because you guys...
you're full of you-know-what.
On my list of teams to win it at Levi's, I don't think they're in the top three. But I also don't think they'll ever win this Super Bowl.
Well,
Levi's.
That's
a whole nother thing.
Sure,
I can't even fathom that happening.
No,
so
no.
It's probably not in the cards. Like the Eagles winning it at Levi's.
Would it be more
the Chiefs?
Would it be more Pete Carroll winning it there? That would piss you off.
But I kind of like Pete nowadays.
Oh, now Pete's okay. There you go.
But again, Joe, I don't hate the Raiders. I don't go like the Raiders have to lose. They have to lose. Like I root for you against the Chiefs, for crying out loud. Like, I don't care if you win or lose against the Broncos. Doesn't matter to me.
Sure.
Do I want to laugh at Raider Roy when I'm at work? Sure. You know, like Raider Roy. This is a real guy, by the way. Raider Roy. He would write notes in the Sporting Green. Niners suck. Like Roy. We don't care. We don't care, dude. You were the silver and blackout because your games weren't televised.
That's a pretty good one.
That's literally what happened. Good. They got blacked out a lot. So, like, if anything, I actually kind of felt bad for Raider fans for so long. Like, you guys have a cool, cool thing, all right? You have a really cool thing going with the black hole, and it's now gone, and it sucks. You had a cool, like, the whole vibe at the Coliseum for a game day, super cool. It sucks what happened to you guys. I just don't have this built-up hatred toward the Raider fans. Do I laugh at them at times? Sure. Just like I do every fan base. But yeah, I laugh at the Raider fan starter kit memes that are out there. Just like I do the Cowboy fan starter memes. But I hate the Cowboys way more than I hate the Raiders. It's not even, for me, it's not even close.
888-957-9570. Well, you want to break this one out now? We kind of had it in the thread this week. Like, the Super Bowl is at Levi Stadium this year. And I think everyone's in agreement that's listening here. You know what? the Niners would be great if the Niners won the Super Bowl here. That'd be awesome. That's who we want to win.
It would feel, I mean, yeah. It would be so cool.
It'd be awesome. But what team, what one team can absolutely not win the Super Bowl at Levi's Stadium this year?
I'm going to give you three, and it depends on how I'm feeling on that day.
888-957-9570, please.
Again, I can make a case for all of them.
And I want the explanation on why.
McVay, Mahomes, Eagles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I like how you don't even say the Rams. It's McVay only. It's that guy. Really?
McVay wins.
I thought you liked Sean McVay.
I do, but he wins a second with his dad's, you know, Ring of Honor logo up in the press box area that you can see from the stands. Like, ugh. Like, I don't think the Cowboys are even coming close, so I don't even consider them, like, at all. You know, like, I just don't. I don't think the Seahawks are coming close. I'm sure for some fans they would say the Seahawks.
I don't think people hate, like, Sam Darnold and Mike McDonald, though.
I'm talking about for me. Okay. McVay, Mahomes, Eagles. Because Mahomes would win his fourth to tie Montana.
Yeah. And he's already been
there. And then Andy would go four, which would surpass Bill Walsh.
Yeah.
McVay winning two? At Levi's before we win one.
888-957-9570. We're all in agreement. We would like the 49ers to win the Super Bowl at Levi's. Who cannot win the Super Bowl this year at Levi's Stadium? Who can absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, you cannot let this team win the Super Bowl in your backyard? 888-957-9570. I got a sneaky one for you, by the way.
Okay. At one point in my life, and I've said this to you guys, if you said the Meadowlands, I hated Jim Burt and Lawrence Taylor and Mark Bavaro and Phil Sims so much. I respected Otis Anderson, but I hated him. I hated the New York Giants. Their obnoxious fat fans would show up to Candlestick.
Why are they fat?
Because they would wear these big, fat, white jerseys, these Lawrence Taylor throwbacks, and these Phil Sims ones. I hated the New York Giants. I hated them because the rivalry is about, I have to respect you one way or the other. And I just never viewed the Raiders as this like equal that we had to get through to get somewhere. Like, that's how I view the rivals.
From the 510 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, in order for Brian in Oakland, Chiefs, Eagles, and this is an interesting one for me, Brian, maybe you can text in again, Ravens.
Ravens,
but interesting. But why Lamar Jackson? Do people that's one where I feel like, that's fine. Although
I don't have any. I mean, John Harbaugh would have won two, and you know.
See, this is an interesting one for me that came in. This is the one I was going to get to with the 650 Washington person working in engineering text line. This is the same one for me. The Los Angeles Chargers with Jim Harbaugh getting his first Super Bowl trophy.
I don't think that
at Levi's Stadium, and Trey Lance would get a ring too.
I don't think that would hurt. Okay, the Trey Lance part.
I
don't think that would hurt the fans. I think a lot of fans, so much time has passed, even those that didn't like Harbaugh, I think everyone would be like, good for Harbaugh.
No, you know what people would say? We should have kept Harbaugh because he's got one and Shanahan doesn't.
People are already saying
that. No, that is exactly what would happen.
More people are going to say
it. Joe, we thought that he should have never left from the beginning. The majority of Niner fans, if you polled them in 2015, 16, whatever, we all thought he should have stayed to begin with. The guy who would feel that the most is it's Jed York. Jed York would be, that'd be the worst for Jed York. I honestly root for Jim Harbaugh. I just like Jim Harbaugh. I do. I love Jim. And it was hard for me to watch him in Michigan because I loved him so much.
So the
one of my favorite coaches ever.
So the doomsday scenario for you would be Rams Chiefs.
No, it'd be McVay.
He won't even say that. But sorry, the fighting Sean McVay's McVay? Down in Los Angeles.
Well, McVay could get traded midseason and he takes that new team to the Super
Yeah,
Bowl.
You're right. It's a good point. Maybe he's going to be quarterback.
Well, but like, and then there's also the whole, like, he beat you on the punch to Stafford. And like just,
Stafford getting two would be a Hall of Famer, too.
As, I think he's probably already in.
Maybe.
You know? Maybe. But like, McVay.
Jimmy getting another ring.
And then my personal grudge. My personal grudge with the Eagles. Plus Sirianni winning two and going to three. Jalen Hurts winning two. You know, like, oh, God, Howie, and yeah, all that. And then obviously Mahomes. Mahomes is so obvious for me. Like, God, that would, again, Andy would tie, would have four. So he'd go one past Bill Walsh, and Mahomes would tie Montana. That's, ugh, at 30.
888-957.
He would do it at 30.
888-957-9570. The team that can absolutely not win the Super Bowl at Levi's Stadium this year. We're all in agreement. You'd love it for it to be the Niners. But what's the team that absolutely cannot win the Super Bowl at Levi's for you Niner fans? 888-957-9570.
In the press box, like,
I know you're not, God. You're not saying it. I do think there'd be a lot of Niner fans that'd be like, the Raiders left and then they came back to win a Super Bowl here before we got our Super Bowl this century. Like, seriously, that would.
But listen to the sentence you're saying. It's the most. I mean, I believe dogs are gonna fly before the Raiders making the playoffs
sure,
or winning the Super
the
Bowl.
Cowboys.
Give me a break.
This
I mean, come on,
Joe. This whole conversation is
no,
all
I know,
hypothetical.
But like that one,
you can't even allow a hypothetical thing. That's how dismissive you are of the Raiders, which makes me feel you actually have some sort of disdain against the team.
No, it's like the Cowboys. But the Cowboys, the same thing. I couldn't even, my brain won't even allow me to
kind of like our conversation yesterday where my brain couldn't allow me to even now, think about players playing for free.
That's
so
true.
There you go.
Now, if Dak did that, that would catapult itself into the top three because that would suck. I just can't fathom it.
Dak Prescott.
I can't even take that sentence serious.
Micah winning it, talking to Smack. Oreo Cookies in Oakland. He wants to join the conversation. Oreo Cookie, what's the team that absolutely cannot win the Super Bowl at Levi's?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Happy Friday. So real quick, man, I'm one of those fans that you mentioned earlier before. I'm a Niners fan and an A's fan. So, yeah, when I got here, bro, the Raiders were in L.A., there's no way telling that they were going to come back, right? So, I'm a Niner fan through and through. When they came back, I don't hate the Raiders, bro, but you know what? It's the Raiders for me, not because of the team. The team's fine with me. It's the fans, bro. It's some friends that I have. More specifically, shout out to my boy, Tricky Ricky, a.k.a. Raider Tricky Ricky. He thinks this Saturday is a Super Bowl, man. I'm telling this guy, don't take it too serious. But he's a diehard, everything, bro. So, to me, man, it's the Raiders. But before I go, I do want to give a quick shout-out to the best producer on the west side of the Mississippi for what we always listening to as Kuminga Crisis.
It's so good. That's a five for the impression of the open of the Kuminga Crisis. Oreo Cookie saying the Raiders, though, absolutely cannot win. That's what we're talking about. The team that can't win.
This would be, we'd have to come up with some sort of alliteration for Super Bowl or Levi's. Levi's Lunacy! Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah, Taylor winning another one, too. With
her doing the halftime show.
You'd love that, though.
I wouldn't.
God, I hope I can get a credential.
Stop it. Are you going to be the representative at the Super Bowl this year, Sam? The credential is going to be a hot ticket.
I mean, if T-Swift's there, you know.
Who is the Super Bowl halftime show? Do we know yet?
The best with the, you know.
I know the odds for who's favored for it.
Oh, no, you stop. They don't have that up there.
Yeah, they do.
Who is it?
T-Swift was up there, and I want to say Drake was up there.
Drake?
I'm totally blanking on who was favored, though.
I got something here. So the rumor is going to be headlined by Jay-Z with Post Malone, Miley Cyrus, Bad Bunny, among others.
So it's just a thousand people.
Sure.
Metallica has expressed interest in performing. They could rectify that mistake from last time.
Metallica.
They could do the national anthem.
And then Taylor Swift is in there.
Yeah, but you don't need to have Jay-Z and all of them and Metallica. Like,
well, these are just the names who are rumored to be attached.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, nothing is official yet.
I'm in on Bad Bunny doing it.
Jay-Z has the best odds to be the Super Bowl halftime show, which would be funny because he's picking himself.
You know, I'm gonna have a sneaky one for you guys because he just brought out a new album. I'm going Biebs. I'm going Justin Bieber. I'm going off the board right there.
Absolutely not.
What? Dude, you've never seen him in concert.
I keep Justin Bieber out of my Super Bowl.
You're tripping, dude. Biebs has got great catalog.
I'm in on Bieber. Yeah, I am too.
There you go.
He has some bangers,
dude.
Yeah,
that one.
I actually really like. No, you know, I can't say because it swears in it, and even though he doesn't necessarily swear in it.
Rolando.
Also, he's got some songs with DJ, what's his name? Come on. DJ Khaled that are bangers.
I'm
the one. So you're looking at the truth, another never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah.
Oh, you know with Lil Wayne too, right?
So
yeah,
sick.
That's pretty good.
Bong.
I'm going to keep talking to an assistant. I need a Bad Bunny, Justin Bieber collab project. That's what I'm talking about. Rolando, Napa.
If Drake went, Guru would be in the front row.
Stop. I think Guru might be out on him. Rolando.
Really? I thought he was like a top five all-time.
No, I think he might be out after what Kendrick did to him. Rolando, what's the team that the team that can't win at Levi's Stadium? They can't win the Super Bowl at Levi's this year. Rolando, what's up?
I agree with Joe. I want to say Cheese Eagles, but the fact that the Rams, can you imagine just Jimmy Garoppolo in the fourth quarter connecting a deep pass? You know where I'm going with this, Joe. Connecting a deep pass to Devontae to win the Super Bowl. And seeing Garoppolo holding up that effing trophy at Levi's, hugging McVay, hugging Devontae. I would blow a head gasket. Maybe a broken TV, Joe Chasky, my house. They might have to break the PlayStation 5. I may have to break the TV.
I'm with you.
You know where I'm going. Because the fact that he couldn't connect with Emmanuel. But he throws it deep in the fourth quarter. Devontae makes a hell of a catch. They win the Super Bowl at Levi's. And you see Garoppolo hugging McVay, hugging Devontae. I would have a brain seizure. I'm being honest.
Oh, my goodness.
Rolando and Napa. Like, I like that it's not even the team. Him. He had the scenario.
He had the whole scenario.
Down pat on what can't happen. A deep shot a la Chiefs-Niners 2019 Super Bowl.
The only way that gets worse is if Aaron Donald comes out of retirement for that game.
That's Aaron Donald's music. Oh, my God.
And while we're at it, here comes Eric Weddle from that same NFC Championship game come out of retirement.
Who's my guy on Amazon
Whitworth,
Prime?
Whitworth.
Andrew Whitworth comes out of the booth.
They all come out of retirement. Next thing you know, Eric Dickerson's there, and Chris Everett, and Jackie Slater. They're all
like the Avengers assembling.
Kurt Warner's there on the sideline.
John Robinson's whole family's there. My head would explode. Everybody with watermelons on there. You guys remember the watermelon era for the Rams.
What? A Gallagher?
No, just look it up. Watermelons in the Rams. The fans would like hollow out watermelons and it was like a whole thing.
Shout out to those watching on YouTube, by the way, brought to you by First
NorCal.
Remember that. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. We got JLC, Jennifer Lee Chan, joining us in about 10 minutes. Courtesy of River Islands.
If we're going to go that way
in Vegas, yeah.
So I keep running you off. If we're going to go like specific scenarios, Patrick Mahomes doing the sprint right option throw to Travis Kelce in the corner of the end zone where they laid the grass from the catch, carving it, taking it out of Candlestick that they moved all the way out into the right corner end zone, like something like that. Yeah, that would be like the twisting of the knife into my heart.
No, it's Trey Lance to Ladd McConkey for the win, and Jim Harbaugh
gets
to host
the trophy. Dude, I'd be happy for Trey. I mean, whatever.
No, you would not. You'd be ripping Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, and Jed York.
He wasn't good. He wasn't good here. Like, he would have moved on. Like, whatever. Like,
Lock this in on August 15th when we replay whatever takes place in the Super Bowl. Let's mark all this tape, please. Burnsy is in West Oakland. Burnsy.
I don't hate Trey. I'm disappointed.
What team can absolutely not win the Super Bowl at Levi's Stadium this year? What's up, Burnsy?
Hands down, the 49ers cannot win in Levi's Stadium this year. And I'm going to tell you why, and I'm going to give you the generations cross in this matter. First off, if you became a Niner fan after 1981, you really don't count.
Oh, of course.
See, a lot of us don't like 49ers simply because when the 49ers and the Raiders split in regional play in 1981, when the Raiders moved to L.A., we had fans in West Oakland that were supposedly Raider fans that decided to switch to the Niners. On top of the fact that you switched and became obnoxious is the main reason me and my clique cannot stand 49er fans.
What if I'm born in 82?
Really comes from.
What if I'm born in 82?
I'm sorry?
So what if I'm born in 82?
It was 80. Exactly.
What do you mean exactly? I can't control when I'm born. What are we kidding, dude?
I grew up right near Kansas. I get that. No, I get that. I don't have a problem with 49er fans in general. The ones that switched and tried to throw it in my face,
those are the
49er fans that we really can't stand.
No, I hear you. That's a good point.
But I will say this, like, it's a fan's right. If a team leaves, if we're doing like the, you know, tell me you had a fan kind of thing, there's like a fan contract. They get out of the breach of the contract with the fandom if that team moves.
I'm not going to tell someone who to root for and who not to root for.
That's not
when their team leaves like that.
Exactly.
I don't think it's our place because I've thought about it long and hard. Had the Giants left in '92 to go to Tampa Bay, I don't think I'd be a Giants fan to this day.
Yeah, or, like an A's fan at that point, right? I don't think you would have hopped over the bridge and become an A's fan.
No, I might have. Oh. Maybe. I don't know. I legitimately don't know. I could have became a Yankee fan or something. Right. Like, I have no idea. Like, how many L.A. fans right now, L.A. fans, are Niner fans? Because there was no L.A. team for a long time.
Yes. When I go to Disney, I always use the barometer this. If you go to Universal Studios or Disneyland, the amount of the most jerseys you see, because it's not going to be Chargers, it's not going to be Rams, it's almost always Raiders, Niners,
Dodgers,
and the
Lakers. I see a lot of Dodgers.
I see Steelers too down there.
Oh, you mean football?
Football.
So like,
but
when
I've
seen a lot of people online wearing like Dodger hats with Niner jerseys, and I'm like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's kind of burning my brain right now. I can't picture that at all.
No, there's a lot of them though.
I didn't realize it until Dodger
Niner fans. Yeah, there are a lot of them because LA didn't have a team for 30 years.
Interesting. And they wanted to, a winning franchise maybe, Raiders. And
Matt Kemp's a good example.
Matt Kemp, you're right. He was down there. Matt Kemp, the Fighting Mac. Does he have a son that's playing now? Like,
I don't know.
It's crazy. Jennifer Lee Chan joining us in a couple minutes. So we got a Niners one on there, even in their
home
stadium. They can't do it.
Who's the team for you?
That can't win it here. That cannot win it. And that would probably talk the most smack about it too. And that would bother Niner fan the most. It might be the Eagles, honestly, at the end of the day, just because of that fan base. I think Bonte would say that too. We'll ask Bonte in about 30 minutes here when he's in studio.
I think it's three. And it depends on where I'm at the end of the year. Mahomes, McVay, Eagles.
Okay. It's one of those.
Did you see the report yesterday out of Eagles practice?
Don't go here. What is it? I feel like I know what you're going to say.
There's a reporter, Elliot Short Parks, who covers the team, and he said that the Philadelphia Eagles are 10-3 in joint practices. We are now keeping record of joint practices. They're 10-3. That's elite.
How do you win a practice?
I don't even know.
I would like to know the explanations and the breaking downs of how you win a practice.
Well, you can get, look terrible in a practice. That's one thing, but I don't think you can win or lose.
You can lose a practice by just losing players, but that's not like that. That's just injuries. That happens.
It is one of the funniest reports I've ever seen in my life.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.